Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Burton, who's the Divisional Vice President with Tough Techs. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the time. I know you're really busy. I believe you're out there on the West Coast at Shaw's West Coast Regional Meeting, aren't you?
That's correct. We've got our Anaheim convention. It's going really well.
I wanted to talk to you. Last week, we ran the story. I think it's pretty big news that effective in January, the Tough Tech sales force not only is going to be selling Tough Tech's branded carpet, which most people know is carpet that's made in California, made out of branded nylon, but they're also going to be selling all of Shaw Living's area rugs.
This is correct. Just in the retail format, the mass merchants, the Home Depots, Lowe's, the people that are calling those the national accounts of today, so we'll continue to do that.
So it's not with the home centers and all those big national accounts, but it is with, I mean, take for instance, when you start talking about rug sales, certainly there's an alignment when you talk about independent flooring retailers, but you also have, you know, furniture stores. Will that also be handled with Tough Tech Salesforce?
Yes, that is correct. So you've got your specialty rug stores, furniture stores that do quite a bit of rug business, and that will still be under the direction of Jim Curtin. Will come over to the Tough Techs organization and oversee that Tough Techs rug and Shaw Living business throughout those outlets. He has 7 or 8 area rug managers that will continue to call on those with the existing relationships. And also, these area rug managers will assist our Tough Tech sales force, regional managers and territory managers in the field, not only getting up to speed, obviously, on the current business, but looking for new opportunities. As we know, that there's been quite a shift in the last decade from soft surface to hard surface as a percentage of the home, and plenty of area rugs being sold. And a lot of our dealers during the recession probably got out of area rugs. So we're looking to not put a bunch of people back in the air rug business so much, but to let them know that we have this great offering from Shaw Living and Tough Tech's Custom Rug.
So a big part of rug sales, I think, are these shows. That I know there's some in High Point, there's some in Atlanta, there's some out in Vegas. So the people that will be on the floor will be some Tough Tech's retail sales people?
Yes. Okay. We will have both Shaw Living air rug managers and Tough Tech salespeople there. And we'll be highlighting both programs. And so the brands themselves, Tough Techs and Shaw Living, will remain the same. Already we've seen dividends in 2 weeks with some of these shows, CCA in Dallas last week, customers that are telling us, you know, this is great. I haven't seen the latest line in a couple of years. And we just were spread a little thin, and there wasn't as much direction on the retail side. And so this is going to give us some direction. People are going to have accountability and a little bit of ownership of nurturing and growing this business.
Okay, so that was my next question, was the strategy behind this is to use a well-seasoned Tough Tech sales force to get broader exposure to Shaw Living, is that right?
Correct. We felt like this was the right move because we're making the same call. We're focusing on style and color, the fashion part of the business, and we were a little bit focused on rugs, but not as much as we should have been,
right.
And now it's going to become part of their everyday call.
Now, I know it's no secret to me that Tough Techs has been selling some of their carpet in a bound format, so that program will continue also, right?
Oh, yes. And we have a brand-new style bling that we're hitting the market with this year that has a couple standard sizes, but, of course, is custom. It's a signature shag that people can see at all the markets. And we're really highlighting a feature we have that's called the Custom Rug Calculator, which is a feature that our customers can use. They don't even have to call us, where they can get a quote off of a product on their price list. They can work with the Custom Rug Calculator to figure out what that's going to cost them, and of course work their own margins.
Yeah, I've seen that bling product. It's really pretty neat. It looks like some metallic, thin metallic yarns and then some thick yarns all in long length.
Yeah, it's along the lines of our traditional shag, Kemp, but it has a little accent to it that really brings out some of the paint tones and different finishes that you're seeing in the interiors today.
Mm-hmm. You know, selling Broadloom is a installed product, and selling rugs is a cash and carry business, isn't it?
Correct. You know, and there's a lot of customers. That's why, since it's just a small transaction, they've gotten out of it because they maybe hadn't figured it out the same way they had the installed business. And and we're still learning a little bit about it ourselves.
Yeah. You know, one of the people that I talk to in the retail business that they're doing well in rugs usually have somebody that knows how to talk fashion and to sell Tuftex, since it's an upper-end product in the shawl category. It's very similar as far as being able to sell fashion, isn't it?
Correct. We've always, just like your other premium mills in the marketplace, are talking style, fashion, color, color trends, what we're seeing, how they go with other interiors in the house. And so price is usually somewhere down the list. And I think that's why it's an easy transition for this group of salespeople to, just as long as they can learn the line. And I think you're going to see that people are going to get exposed to a lot more of it once they get comfortable.
Actually, if you had to summarize it, you're putting a lot more feet on the street talking about the rugs, aren't you?
Correct. It wasn't that they didn't have feet in the street before, Kemp. It was that the bag was probably a little too full on some of the people that had Shaw Living Line before. So they may have had carpet tile, specified commercial, residential, a lot of different things in their bag. This is a primary focus for close to 100 sales folks in the U.S.
That's how many Tuftex salespeople there are?
Yeah, roughly. And then, of course, it's the same thing in Canada, although our Canadian sales force double bags a little bit with several lines just because of geographic area.
Now, I know during this recession that the price points for area rugs have dropped down, and I think the sweet spot for the volume is closer to $200. Is that stabilized and turning back around, or where does that stand now?
I think that is true. I'm not as an expert on that as much as Jim Curtin might be, but I can tell you this, that some of the new introductions on the wool side, our customers are seeing that there's value in offering a higher-end product as well. And I think it's definitely stabilized and moving upward.
Well, good luck with that. I want to make sure we drew attention to it. Again, we've been talking to Bob Burton, who's Divisional Vice President with Tuftex, about the decision to combine Shaw Living's product line with the Tuftex sales force. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.